Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, this is Don Fluckinger with SearchHealthIT.com. Today we're talking with Paul Bryant, CEO of PatientKeeper, a company that has written apps for PDAs and smartphones for 11 years. Thanks, Paul, for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, today we're talking about mobile health, which you might see online or in print as mHealth. It's a new catchword. And Paul, your company has written these little apps for PDAs and smartphones for more than a decade, probably longer than most companies. And so you've been following this market all along. How would you describe the state of smartphone use in the healthcare environment? We're hearing the iPhone is pretty hot.
I mean, it's a really interesting time right now. There have been a couple of golden ages of smartphone or handheld use. Certainly when the first handheld came out, that was a golden age for some. When the first smartphone came out, the Trio, that was a real driver of adoption by physicians because many of them went over to the Trio. And now, as you mentioned, the iPhone is kind of ushering in a new era, really a broader era in many ways, of smartphone adoption. Just about every physician in the country has some form of smartphone today. Many have iPhones. An increasingly large number are showing up with iPads. And we're starting to see the first real wave of Android-based phones showing up in hands of physicians. So there seems to be about a 9-month lag between first introduction and physician interest, as we saw with the iPhone, and the Android phones are just about getting there.
Well, it's very interesting that you bring up Android, and I always like asking this question to vendors who aren't Google or Apple. What do you think of this whole episode last week where Steve Jobs and the Google folks got into it over which operating system is going to succeed? Do you think that Android is far enough behind that it can never catch up to the iOS, or do you think, you know, eventually it'll even out and the Android OS will have a presence, especially in the healthcare market?
I certainly wouldn't necessarily make the case that the Android operating system is behind the iOS, even today. I think Apple's got a real fight on their hands, frankly. The Android operating system just fundamentally, you know, it's much more open. Their developers are switching over to it pretty rapidly. And the devices that are coming out now, and I think it's really the devices that took a long time to catch up, are pretty spectacular. In all caveat, I just switched over to an Android phone, the Galaxy S from Samsung. It is an amazing device. And they're, you know, the devices themselves, I would say, are probably a generation behind the iPhone. But there's so many people investing so much money in it that those generations are getting close really fast. So I think it's going to be a fun race. I think that the iPhone, you know, really can take credit for spurring a whole new paradigm for smartphones, but the rest of the industry is not sitting still. You know, even the guys up in Rimland are trying to get on the bus. They're several generations behind still, which is disappointing, but, you know, hopefully they'll catch up and make a run of it. But right now it looks like an iPhone-Android race with Windows 7 as the real weird dark horse that no one knows quite what to do with yet.
How does a company like PatientKeeper decide when to develop an app for all these various platforms?
Our general stance is we try to service the needs of our physician users. And most of our clients, the physicians are independent of the hospital. We sell generally to the hospital. So doctors show up with all kinds of things. So as soon as doctors start showing up with stuff, we try to support it. And we would like to be ahead of the curve, which means we got to make some bets. Like, for example, we're starting our Windows Mobile 7 development right now because we'd like to be, you know, any device anywhere. You know, the world's getting sufficiently complex that we've actually eliminated a couple. We stopped supporting the Palm operating systems, which was a sad day for us, but we dropped support for both of those. And we have never chosen to support the Symbian operating system, even though technologically I can demo our stuff on Symbian, but we don't officially support it. just because it's really not getting anywhere. And maybe that'll change too. I kind of hope not. I think four operating systems is enough. But so it's a tough decision, and it's expensive. I mean, it's a hard thing to do. We built a lot of tools to allow us to share most of our code across platforms, with the exception of the iPhone, where Apple won't let us. We can technologically, but they won't let us. But it's a difficult world, and it's probably the most complex software development environment that has ever existed, really, in the history of computing.
Well, getting back to healthcare and smartphones, what are the main functions physicians and nurses are using their smartphones for? What work are they getting done in the hospitals and doctors' offices across the country?
Well, if you take a kind of snapshot of the world, you see on the physician side, a lot of traditional consumer things. A lot less texting than most consumers, but a lot of listening to music and doing non-healthcare things. There are also a variety of decision support aids. Drug reference is a very popular thing. Being able to look at various calculators, depending on what kind of physician you are. There's a lot of nice specialty specific stuff. There's some general reference, like UpToDate, for example, where you can get nice information, read it on your iPad or your iPhone or your Android. Obviously, if you're a user of our system, you have access to enterprise-level applications. So we bring all of the functions of an ambulatory or a inpatient EMR system to your device, which allows you to do all kinds of things that you wouldn't necessarily think of doing in terms of putting in notes, entering charges, writing scripts, looking at clinical results, all that good stuff right there on your device. So that's a whole different level. That's really moving the device into an extension of your enterprise computing environment. But even without that, there's a lot of use out there. You mentioned nurses. We see much less smartphone use among nurses. They tend to be captive users of their facility. They're often carrying around some sort of communication device, but it's much more likely to be a VoIP phone or a Vocera device than a smartphone. And I think there's some things that are starting to change. The company that used to be called IntelliDot now has an iPhone-based nursing workflow application that allows nurses to do some documentation at point of care, which is kind of cool. But it's not, I don't think it's shipping yet, or it'll be shipping soon. So I think there's starting to be some people that say, hey, the iPhone could be adapted to be kind of a nurse communication tool. But it's still behind and doesn't have the drive that the physicians have in terms of work aids and incorporation in their life.
You say you're bringing enterprise class apps to smartphones, and I'm sure there's tablet stuff in development too. But the main complaint I've heard from physicians and IT people leading implementations is that, smartphones are great for reference or viewing lab results or viewing MRIs or whatever when you need to get a quick look and zoom in, but they're very difficult for data entry. And is that what you found, or how do you work around that?
Well, certainly, off the shelf, if you take a desktop application and put it through Citrix and stick it on your iPhone, which you can do technologically, that's a horrible, horrible environment, right? Because it assumes that you have a keyboard and a mouse, which you don't have. In order to make the enterprise data entry pieces work, you've got to do a lot of software engineering to rethink the way data goes into a system. If you go, just a non-healthcare example, and go rent a car at Hertz and can't return the car to Hertz, right? The clerk that returns you right there near your car doesn't have a lot of trouble putting data in their handheld because it was engineered for that purpose. Our handheld applications have a very different user experience than our desktop applications. We call our product managers on the handheld side click counters because it's all about, or tap counters now, it's all about minimizing the number of times you have to do something to the device to get the data in. And if you don't do that and you don't spend a lot of time on it, it's a disaster. But if you do it, it actually works really well. Some people certainly choose, and if you're going to sit down, just like if you're going to write a long email, you're going to sit down on your computer, not tap away your BlackBerry or your iPhone. But for a lot of stuff that doctors do, think about like writing a prescription, for example, just not a lot of data input, really. It's picking stuff off lists, putting in a charge, same way. Even documenting, if you're doing a follow-up note, a lot of that is point and click. If you've got the right templates and you've got previous history. So it's not great for everything, but it's great for a lot more things, I think, than people see if they just get a Citrix-based desktop application on their phone. There, all you can do is look and read if you're lucky.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.